Welcome and good evening. Good evening. Great to see you. And it's good to be together again to worship on this beautiful day, this beautiful evening. I want to begin by hearing a call to worship from the book of Colossians. Let's stand for this, please. From Colossians 1, starting with verse 15, speaking of Jesus. He is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of all creation. For by him all things were created in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or rulers or authorities. All things were created through him and for him. And he is before all things, and in him all things hold together. And he is the head of the body, the church. He is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in everything he might be preeminent. For in him all the fullness of God was pleased to dwell, and through him to reconcile to himself all things, whether on earth or in heaven, making peace by the blood of his cross. We come here worshiping God, remembering his Son, Jesus Christ, and his saving work for us. As we come to worship, we remember that God meets us here, and we hear together his words of greeting. Grace and peace to you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. We have a song service, so you may take your seats, and Elaine is going to lead us in some singing.
For our first song tonight, we will sing God Himself is with Us, 244 in the Gray Hymnal, verses 1 through 3. For a second song, we'll sing hymn 498, I Sought the Lord and Afterward I Knew, all three verses. sing number 287, Have Thine Own Way, Lord, all four verses, and please stand.
Welcome and good evening. Good evening. Great to see you, and it's good to be together again to worship on this beautiful day, this beautiful evening. I want to begin by hearing a call to worship from the book of Colossians. Ask that, let's stand for this, please. From Colossians 1, starting with verse 15, speaking of Jesus. He is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of all creation. For by him all things were created, in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or rulers or authorities, all things were created through him and for him. And he is before all things, and in him all things hold together. And he is the head of the body, the church. He is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in everything he might be preeminent. For in him all the fullness of God was pleased to dwell, and through him to reconcile to himself all things, whether on earth or in heaven, making peace by the blood of his cross. We come here worshiping God, remembering his Son, Jesus Christ, and his saving work for us. As we come to worship, we remember that God meets us here and we hear together his words of greeting. Grace and peace to you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. We have a song service, so you may take your seats, and Elaine is going to lead us in some singing.
For our first song tonight, we will sing God Himself is With Us, 244 in the Gray Hymnal, verses 1 through 3. For our second song, we'll sing hymn 498, I Sought the Lord and Afterward I Knew, all three verses.
Thank you.
We'll sing number 287, Have Thine Own Way, Lord, all four verses, and please stand.
Together we speak to our faith from Our World Belongs to God. So let's say these words together. In our world, bent under the weight of sin, Christ gathers a new community. Satan and his evil forces seek whom they may confuse and swallow, but Jesus builds his church, His Spirit guides, and grace abounds. The church is the fellowship of those who confess Jesus as Lord. She is the bride of Christ, his chosen partner, loved by Jesus and loving him, delighting in his presence, seeking him in prayer, silent before the mystery of his love. Our new life in Christ is celebrated and nourished in the fellowship of congregations where God's name is praised, his word proclaimed, his way taught, where sins are confessed, prayers and gifts are offered, and sacraments are celebrated. The church is a gathering of forgiven sinners, called to be holy, dedicated to service, saved by patient grace of God. We deal patiently with others. Knowing our own weakness and failures, we bring good news to all sinners with the understanding of their condition and with their hope in God. We go out as forgiven people with a message of hope. Hear these words of blessing. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face toward you and give you his peace. And all God's people said, Amen.